Finn and I have plans. But we don't only have the same general timeline for our lives, we also have the same dreams, as if we're dipping into the same bucket list. We're starting with the Galapagos. We've been saving up for 4 years, and thanks to a deal I found online, we managed to fit a trip into our budget. And somewhere on a lava sand beach, Finn will drop to one knee, and I will fall into the ocean of his eyes and say, "Yes, let's start the rest of our lives." Although I have a schedule for my life that I have not deviated from, I'm treading water, waiting for the next milestone. I have a job, but not a promotion. I have a boyfriend, but not a family. It's like when Finn is playing one of his video games and he can't quite level up. I've visualized. I've manifested. I've tried to speak it into the universe. I will not let a little hiccup like Katomi's uncertainty derail me. Derail us. Finn kisses the top of my head.
"I'm sorry you lost your painting."
"I'm sorry you lost your patient." He's been idly tangling his fingers with mine.
"She was coughing," he murmurs.
"I thought she was there for her gallbladder."
"She was, but she was coughing. Everyone could hear it, and I..."
He looks up at me, ashamed.
"I was scared."
I squeeze Finn's hand. "You thought she had COVID."
"Yeah," he shakes his head. "So instead of going into her room, I checked on two other patients first, and I guess she got sick of waiting and walked off."
He grimaces.
"She has a smoker's cough and a gallbladder that needs to be removed, and instead of thinking of her health, I was thinking of mine."
"You can't blame yourself for that."
"Can I? I took an oath. It's like being a fireman and saying it's too hot to go into a burning building."
"I thought there were only 19 cases in the city."
"Today," Finn stresses. "But my attending put the fear of God into us, saying that the emergency department will be swamped by Monday. I spent an hour memorizing how to put on PPE properly."
"Thank God we're going on vacation," I say. "I feel like we both need the break." Finn doesn't answer. I can't wait till we're on a beach and everything feels a million miles away. Silence. "Finn?" I say. He pulls away so that he can look me in the eye.
"Diana," he says, "you should still go."